No Place to Die by Claire Donahue. Read by Imogen Church. 3 hours later, Jane was standing in Sue Leach's kitchen, surrounded by terracotta-coloured walls and ceramic wall hangings from trips abroad. Worktops lined the room, but there wasn't an inch of space. Every surface was covered in ornaments, numerous glass paperweights, cookery books, sunglasses, paperbacks and drawings by the children. There were two notice boards on the wall opposite the fridge, overflowing with scraps of paper, receipts and more drawings, all held in place by a few coloured pins. In the centre of the room was a large pine dining table with six wheelback chairs. On any other day, Sue's kitchen would have been a perfect representation of a bustling family home. The forensic team was working in the utility room. Initial testing had revealed extensive blood spatters on one wall. Scene of crime light seemed to illuminate the entire rear of the house, as well as half the garden. Jane could see Mark's herb garden, just beyond a small patio. It was his pride and joy, but somehow it looked spoiled by the glow cast over it. Whether the blood found was his remained to be seen. The lab had a major backlog from a gang-related incident that had happened over the Easter weekend. Three young lads had lost their lives, and another four had been injured. The side street in Camberwell where it all happened was still a mess. Baseball bats versus machetes was never going to be a fair fight. Jane turned away from the harsh spotlights and refocused her attention on her friend. Sue was sitting at the kitchen table, answering questions in a monotone. She had lost weight since Jane had last seen her. The grey jumper she was wearing hung off her frame, her slim-fit blue jeans no longer tight. Her face looked gaunt, framed by an unkempt, greying bob. Her appearance was understandable, given the circumstances, but Jane couldn't help wondering what else was going on in Sue's life. She looked like a woman who had been under a considerable amount of stress for months, not hours. The constable conducting the interview was a new recruit to the missing persons team and couldn't have been more than 22. She looked pained to be at the centre of such emotional turmoil. She kept reaching over and touching Sue's arm. The gesture showed a vulnerability that Jane wasn't accustomed to witnessing from her own, more seasoned team.